From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Live from the CBS studios in San Francisco, I'm Andrea Nakano.
And I'm Brian Hackney. A third person has died after a car slammed into a bus stop in San Francisco's West Portal neighborhood. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene, including a child. And today, one of the three injured died at the hospital. A baby remains in critical condition. This happened at Ulloa and Lenox in front of a library and a block from a playground and a school. Today, residents laid out flowers and a stuffed animal on the bus stop bench where it happened. Bella Franco said that she walks that street nearly every day.
Obviously, I have my child. I have kids. And I don't want to imagine what the family feel in this moment, how heartbroken it is for all the community.
Muni train service was diverted for a few hours yesterday, and police are still investigating. They haven't yet said anything about what might have led up to that crash. Video from Sonoma County, the sheriff's office, showing detectives airlifting a camper from the Lake Sonoma area. The sheriff says the person was suffering a severe medical emergency yesterday afternoon. He was taken to a local hospital to recover.
An investigation in Antioch after a dead body was found severely burned near Village East Park last night. The body was found on Melancourt just before 7 o'clock. No word on the cause of death, and investigators are waiting on an autopsy report.
The group World Central Kitchen is sending aid to Gaza. A vessel carrying 300 tons of food, water, and supplies has now unloaded, and a dozen trucks will distribute the first provisions provided by the U.S. charity, even as the U.S. government gives Israel billions in taxpayer dollars to propagate that war.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is firing back at comments Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made last week, in which he called for new elections in Israel.
It's inappropriate for to go to a sister democracy and try to replace the elected leadership there. That's something that Israel, the Israeli public, does on its own. If Senator Schumer opposes these policies, he's not opposing me. He's opposing the people of Israel.
Netanyahu said the focus should be on Hamas and bringing an end to its rule. And former Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending Senator Schumer's speech. Take a listen to what she told CNN.
Chuck Schumer's speech was an act of courage, an act of love for Israel. And I wish the Prime Minister would read the whole speech, because he speaks with great vehemence about the need to defeat Hamas.
The White House says it has not seen a credible plan from the Israeli government on how it will protect hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza if the Israeli military carries out an operation in Rafah. Netanyahu says he still plans to go forward with the plan, and it should take several weeks.
All right, NCAA men's tournament, and there's a local touch. St. Mary's Gales going big time. Good seating, too, for the West Coast Conference champs.
On Friday in Spokane, we get the 5 seed, St. Mary's.
Yeah, he didn't stutter. 5th seed, Gales, will play 12 seed Grand Canyon Friday in Spokane. St. Mary's has made 3 straight NCAA tournaments for the first time in program history. Winner gets either Alabama or Charleston in the second round. Gales senior Alex Dukas joined our Matt Lively after the brackets were announced.
Excited to be joined by Alex Dukas, number 5 seed yet again. What was your reaction when you saw your name up on the board?
It's super excited. It's hard to kind of boil it down to one little emotion, but just super proud of the guys and really excited to get started.
What is the first thing you think of when you think of Spokane?
Well, Gonzaga, obviously, but we've got a win up there, so we're comfortable up there this time of the year. Hopefully they have a few fans for us, but anywhere we're going to play, we're going to be super excited, so we're happy.
Randy Bennett was talking about it. This is the 3rd straight year you guys are a 5 seed. First time in program history that St. Mary's is going to the NCAA tournament for 3 years in a row. How have you changed the identity of who the Gales are?
I think we just believe in ourselves a lot more than ever, and we kind of changed the culture around here, and I think winning's going to become a normal around here, and making the March Madness tournament won't be so much of a big deal. It's going to be an every year thing. So, I'm glad to be a part of kind of shifting the culture, but St. Mary's on the up.
I know you probably don't know too much about Grand Canyon, but what have you heard?
To be honest, I don't think I've heard it's a party school. That's about all I've heard about GCU, but I'm sure they're a great team. I've heard they're pretty physical. But no, it was going to be a great matchup.
All right, so you're kind of hoping they're partying before Friday comes around. Maybe you can get them not so well rested.
We'll see, we'll see. Maybe a few more fans in the arena, but nonetheless, I'm sure it's going to be great.
Former President Trump is doubling down on campaign rhetoric that has even some Republicans questioning his use of words. Many Democrats are worried the words could incite political violence. Skylar Henry has that story.
I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say.
Former President Donald Trump kicked up a firestorm as he described some migrants during his weekend rally in Ohio.
These are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it.
The Republican presumptive nominee used similar language in a TV interview that aired Sunday.
Our country is being poisoned. Look, we have, and we can be nice about it. We can talk about, oh, I want to be politically correct. But we have people coming in from prisons and jails, long-term murderers.
Also raising eyebrows, Trump warned the crowd of a bloodbath if he's not elected, as he vowed to impose 100% tariffs on cars made in Mexico by China.
If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
The general tone of the speech is why many Americans continue to wonder, should President Trump be president?
Former Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, said again he won't endorse Trump's November run, while saying he forgives Trump in his heart for what happened on January 6th.
The fact that the president continues to insist that I had the right to overturn the election that day is a fundamental difference.
Saturday night, President Biden addressed the annual Gridiron Club dinner. Aside from several one-liners, Biden took aim at Trump, saying he bows down to Russian President Vladimir Putin and warned that American democracy and freedom are under threat.
President Biden's fundraising efforts for re-election are gaining momentum. Biden's campaign brought in $53 million in February. Combined with general Democratic fundraising, he now has $155 million. That's the most cash any Democratic presidential candidate has ever had at this stage in the election cycle.
Live look now at the state capitol, where one state assembly member is trying to find what makes us happy. Anthony Rendon created a group called the Select Committee on Happiness and Public Policy Outcomes. At their first hearing this week, they heard from experts talk about what makes people happy and what role state and local governments play in people's happiness. They plan to release a report of their findings at the end of August.
San Jose is asking the state for more than $12 million to buy tiny homes. It comes as Governor Newsom is touting efforts to bring tiny homes to communities across California to fight homelessness. The homes would sit on a 6-acre vacant work yard in North San Jose. About 200 homes would sit on the site. So far, San Jose and Sacramento are the first two cities to team up with the state for a tiny home development.
According to a new AAA survey, 2/3 of drivers expressed fear about fully self-driving vehicles, while drivers are not ready to give up full control of the steering wheel. The survey found that they are open, though, to driver assistance systems.
It's not a surprise that Americans have fear about fully autonomous self-driving vehicles. You hear about these collisions involving a fully autonomous vehicle. They're highly publicized, and it just causes people to be very concerned about that type of technology. It's something new. Most people have not ridden in a fully self-driving vehicle.
That's freaky, just to see a car going down the road with nobody at the steering wheel. AAA says they are working with automakers to educate consumers and people like me to build drivers' confidence in the cars of the future. Looks severely clear out there at the Golden Gate Bridge. That, according to Darren, is going to change shortly. But you would think it's summer with the way kids were running through fountains of San Jose today. This is at Plaza de Cesar Chavez. As temperatures hit the 70-degree mark, people came out to lounge in the shade, walk in the sun, cool off in the fountains. Been the first weekend really in a while without any rain in the forecast, or pretty much the whole Bay Area.
And the Bay Area is celebrating its brand new professional women's soccer team this evening. Bay FC is playing their first game in franchise history. The team is on the road against Angel City FC in Los Angeles, but many people here in the Bay Area celebrating the occasion at watch parties. Here's the scene at a local bar in San Jose where people gather to watch the big game. Bay FC is the 14th team to join the National Women's Soccer League. Their first home game is coming up March 30th at PayPal Park. And so the change in the weather, my hope of this whole system falling apart before it even hits shore, is not happening. It seems like it's developing more.
It looks more likely now than it did yesterday. So you hold out hope. You know, we're still outside that four-day window where we lock it in.
So stay tuned. 60 Minutes is next.
See you at 11.